Yeah, there's a lot of places like that across the country, for sure.
It's a wild, wild west. It's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most that a joke has ever cost you? Like, when you said a joke and it had some sort of monetary impact, or you got smacked, like, a la Will Smith or something like that. Ever had anything happen like that?
I got wrote up at a job for telling a joke in the break room. And it was one of these things where the employee that heard the joke at the time didn't mind, but then maybe 2 months later didn't like me, and then went to management to try to get me fired. It was like, oh, he told this dirty joke in the break room, and I was really, really, I felt offended by it, like, because, you know, he mentioned a sexual reference in the joke. And I got wrote up, and you know what the write-up was for?
What?
Sexual harassment.
Oh, no.
And I laughed so hard. I go, you have got to be effing kidding me. Like, that is not what sexual harassment is. They said, well, it's under the same umbrella. And I go, I told a joke. Everybody knows I'm Johnny. I tell jokes, and everybody laughed. Everything was great. And then me and this girl got in an argument a couple months later, and she thought she would come after me in that way. It didn't work. I got a write-up for it. I didn't even get suspended, but they said, that's in your file now. And I go, well, go to IKEA and buy a file cabinet for my write-ups. You know, like, that's ridiculous. I mean, I got wrote up for so many dumb things, but that was the only one that was like, it really offended me that was how they wrote it up. I'm like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, not that it matters to me that it's in, but if it was at a job that, you know, that I really cared about, like this job of being a member of the media, that would be way worse. You know, like you have to be able to use some judgment in how you label, you know, a write up like that. But yeah, because I told a joke that had a penis in it or something, I got wrote up for sexual harassment 2 months after I told the joke.
Well, I mean, at least he didn't get choked, because that's what happened to one Clearwater man. He was arrested on Thursday after getting into a fight over a joke, according to Pinellas County deputies. The sheriff's office said that Malachi Romney, 38, of Clearwater, was speaking to the victim when he asked what the victim's prom dress looked like. The victim responded with a yo mama joke, which allegedly didn't sit too well with Romney. Deputies said that the suspect then put his hand around the victim's neck in response. The affidavit said that he admitted to putting his hand around the victim's neck, but he didn't exert any pressure on the neck. He was charged with a count of simple battery.
Now, do we know that your mama joke? Is there a quote?
It didn't say in the story. I mean, there is, I'm sure we could find it. There are street jokes, right?
No, I know your mama jokes. I know a million of them. We used to do, back in the old BDRS days, with Gio and I came up with that whole bit. It was Your Mama Joke Fridays, where people call in and do your mama jokes. I just want to know if it was so good that he choked him out, or if it was just a weak ass.
Yeah.
Because sometimes your mama joke, if it's not a well-crafted your mama joke, then it's just insulting someone's mom. That'll get you choked out. Like if the guy goes, hey, nice prom dress. And the guy's like, yeah, your mom wore a prom dress when I banged her last night, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Then, right.
But your classic setup structure for your mama joke is like, usually your mama's so fat, or your mama's so broke, or your mama's so dumb, or your mama's so old. I mean, we called it play in the dozens in the 80s. And we would stand on the street corners and do your mama jokes for hours and hours. And I was pretty formidable back in the day.
This is the one I found just with Google. Your mama's so fat, and when she went to her prom, she literally raised the roof.
See, that's
not good.
You should get choked for that one. It's not funny.
Not great.
You know what I mean? You got to have, like, your mama's so fat, her bathtub has stretch marks. You know, something like that.
Yeah. It probably wasn't that. It was probably something. I'm assuming in order for somebody to get violent, it must have had to do with some sort of sex act.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, prom dress ended up on the floor somehow or something like that.
I don't know. He probably just said, screw you, your mom's a whore. You know, and the guy's like, oh, I'm going to choke you.
That's not clever. You deserve to be choked for that.
Absolutely.
Prom jokes. Let's see if we can find any more. Jokesforus.com.
A prom joke?
Oh no, this is not your mama joke.
That can't be.
So.
Yeah, that can't be a.
What about a this thing. One? Do you know this one? Why didn't the skeleton go to the prom?
I don't know.
Because he had no body to go with.
Jesus.
Not bad. Where did the spider find his prom date?
The web.
What?
On the interwebs.
On the World Wide Web.
Yeah,
that's correct.
So predictable.
Why does a volleyball player do at prom?
Why or what does she do at prom?
What does a volleyball player do at prom?
Spike the punch.
Yep. You knew
so
that
horrible.
One.
No, I didn't know it. I just figured it out.
Okay. What does a biologist wear to prom?
What does a biologist wear to the prom? No. I don't know.
Nope. Designer jeans. And it has jeans spelled correctly, but then in parentheses it has jeans, as in, like, you know, your body's.
Is this
jeans.
A joke book from the 60s or something?
It's jokesforus.com.
Hi, what does a biologist wear to prom?
How about this one, last one? Why did the jock wear sunglasses to the prom?
I don't know, man.
This one makes no sense to me. He had a bright date. No good?
Let's take a break.
You want to take this phone call first?
Yes, fine.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
Your mama is so black, she got her tattoo done in chalk.
Wait, what?
That's not
bad. Your mama's so black, she got her tattoo done in chalk.
That's okay. Thank you, sir.
I heard two guys, your mama joking one night, and I heard the best one like that. And I can tell it because it was two black guys, okay? So it's not me. It was them. But the guy said that the other guy's mom was so black when